You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Boy, Greg, how can you look at this dog in the eye and tell her she doesn't deserve only the finest beer and ice cream? She's such a good girl.
I am totally with Greg. There is nothing like Alpo. I mean,
that's true.
Dogsters? What is that?
Jessica, what do you feed your dog?
It's dog ice cream, Ray.
Oh, so you have some. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Was that peanut butter?
Gosh.
It's like a little Italian ice type cup.
Ice cream. What's the flavor?
It this one is nutty and cheese flavor, but there's also like a mint that Dopey likes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mint.
Dopey.
Oh wow.
The smile on their face when they get the ice cream.
Yeah. She's eating grin. Yeah.
Willow loves beef lung, cod skin, and what else does she have? She gets CBD treats when she's anxious.
Wow. Shouldn't we all?
She has.
Do you have the thunder vest for your dog?
No, she doesn't have a thunder vest. She
thunder vest is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, I read something, Greg, which I wish I knew you were doing this as you're back in my day. I read that raw dog food has, scientists have found antibiotic resistant bugs in raw dog food. And they think that the raw dog food trend could potentially cause the next plague because they are creating, these bugs that are antibiotic resistant that dogs are eating and that
probably stop making them then.
Yeah, pasteurize that thing.
Yeah. Christ,
anything that may cause a plague.
Yeah,
right there.
I know,
you stop
right?
Production.
Like, why don't we stop doing that? Although if you've seen the last 2 years, like no one cares if there's a plague.
I guess
right.
No one in Tampa, that's for sure.
Does Willow walk around wearing a sweater?
Yeah, in the winter she has a winter coat, a rain jacket, a couple sweaters.
Little derby, little dog hat.
No, she doesn't have a hat. She has little antlers, or she did when she was a puppy
right.
for Christmas.
No,
time.
That's adorable. You can't not have the antlers.
Yeah. My boyfriend is very against dog clothes, but I am very for dog clothes, so I won that argument.
No, he was doing it.
Yeah, I tend to be against dog clothes. When I read a back in my day like that, people assume I'm not a dog lover. I am a dog lover. But I just don't believe in, foofy food.
Does your dog ever have a pup cup?
I don't even know what that is, so the answer would
from
be no.
Starbucks?
No. God.
Oh, puppuccino, Greg?
Yeah, puppuccino,
you never
no.
go, you ask for a little puppuccino?
No.
The drive-thru?
No.
It's basically just whipped cream. They give a little cup with the whipped
really?
Cream. Oh, I dog Dopey one time. We would give Dopey puppuccinos when we'd go, right? And part of it is because Dopey was misbehaved, which is horrible because we were just kind of rewarding the bad behavior. So we'd give him the little puppuccino and we go to Starbucks and now he's like used to the Starbucks line. And then my grandmother, or was it not my grandmother. I was going to say my mother-in-law, but it wasn't her. So we got him like this treat that's a stuffed mock puppuccino, right? So it's like a little stuffed Starbucks cup and has a whipped cream or whatever. And the poor dog got confused and started licking it, thinking that it was going to be the real whipped cream when it was just a stuffed cup.
Disappointed dog, huh? Very disappointed, yeah. Your dog.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a nice gesture, but ended up being a disappointment. Yeah,
backfired.
Have you heard about the mac and cheese flavored ice cream?
I saw it. I love mac and cheese. I don't know that I'm going to be trying that.
I'd try it once. Give it a whirl. Yeah, we'd give it a whirl back here.
You think it's...
Try it.
I mean, do you like cold mac and cheese?
No.
I mean, you know when you go to a nice steakhouse, right, and you get that nice truffle mac and cheese and you ate way too much and then you take some home and then that next morning you kind of wake up and you're like, you know what? Give a little whirl to that mac and cheese. And,
you know. More like late night. When
home I hear a fussy baby.
Yeah. There's a little baby making noise today.
It's Chris Whittingham. Just kidding. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. Roy, I also heard what you heard.
I didn't hear it.
Billy, when you the phrase baby making noise was taken out of context in the room.
Witty shirt looks like it's from like 1970, right? Like the style.
Witty shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the coloring of the button.
It's the collar and the buttons, yeah.
And the little sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I didn't see that. It looks like something that my grandfather was pictured in like 1976.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I think my grandfather has that exact same shirt.
Going back to the...
You don't have to put your finger up. You can just talk to me.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I did that. Just habit, I guess. This first spoonful is cheesy, as you would expect, but not overwhelmingly so.
Oh, you've had it.
Main flavor... No, I'm reading a review. I haven't had it. I think it's sold out. They had it at Van Leeuwen, which is a New York ice cream place. It's really freaking good.
Yeah.
I go there like 3 times a week. They have like really weird flavors all the time, but they're always really good. Anyways, and then it says, the main flavor is the rich, creamy custard base with the classic mac and cheese taste subtly woven throughout. It's sweet, tangy, cutting edge, and overall not bad. We had more than one bite.
Right off that, I'd have it 100%. I might even do a milkshake.
Oh, shit.
A cheese milkshake?
A mac and cheese ice cream milkshake? Yeah, why not? A little whipped cream on top?
That is a power move.
I mean, come on. There, and I'm trying to think if it's big gay ice cream. Like, do they have a truck or do they have a standalone store?
They have multiple standalone stores.
Because I've seen it and I always want to get it. And I'm never just, like, whenever I go to New York, I'm just never around any of them, I feel like. But I've always wanted to go and get like that cookie ice cream sandwich that they have. That looks incredible.
They have really good shit there.
Yeah. It's Big Gay Ice Cream, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a location, multiple locations.
Where is it? Where are they?
I think the flagship one is in the West Village.
Okay, yeah, because I'm never in the West Village. That's probably why I never go. But yeah. this was, I mean, when I was going in 2017. So it's been quite a while. So I don't know how many have popped up prior to that.
I think there's a lot now. They have one that is an ice cream sundae inspired by key lime pie.
Ooh.
I feel like Billy would like that one, too.
I had a key lime Kit Kat today.
You took them all home, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were also kind of melted. But I had, my mom had heard that I liked them, so she got me a couple when she saw them. I think I need a change. They were good, but I need, I think, to move on to something else.
I mean, imagine, you can't just have them for the rest of your life.
You're breaking up with a key lime Kit Kat there. A little breakup.
Not a breakup. I think just
space.
A break. Yeah, just a little separation. Break. Come back, reconvene, see how things work in a little bit. But right now, I think I need a little break from the key lime Kit Kat.
Do you guys ever eat like one thing a lot when you're a little kid and then it ruins it forever? Because when I was little, do you remember those little blueberry tiny muffin bites?
Uh-huh.
They were so good.
Little
the
bites.
Mini bites.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little bites. That was it. I, at one point, ate so many of those in the span of probably 2 or 3 months that the sight of them made me nauseous for the rest of my life.
When's the last time you've had them?
Like when I was in third grade when I
so
ate so many
of them. So you just never ate them ever again.
I never could have them again. And they were my favorite snack. They were so good. Mm. They were like really like moist.
Yeah, they were.
You open the packaging, the packaging was like wet almost. Like they trapped like all of the moisture in the packaging.
I think that's what happened to me with bananas. Because my mom told me as a kid I loved bananas, and then just I got to a certain point and I stopped eating bananas and I don't eat them now. So I haven't had a banana in probably like 25 years.
If we lived in like a Willy Wonka world, right, where every time you ate something, you were risking turning into the thing that you're eating, mm-hmm. what is something that you would be okay eating? Like, let's say there's a 0.5% chance that if you eat a banana, you would turn into a banana. You'd be like, okay, I'm fine turning into a human banana.
This is dark, but I hate myself enough. Why would I turn into something I hate?
So what's something that you'd be okay turning into?
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that? What did you
I don't
say?
Know where he wanted to go with that.
I just wanted to throw a dead fish in your lap, Billy. I actually don't hate myself. I was just joking. I would be okay turning into probably like a tomahawk steak. Like
wow.
the one with a handle, you know, like one of those.
Mm-hmm.
A pizza.
I think I could be a pizza person very easily.
A burger.
I would turn into a plantain.
Just a big banana, essentially. A green banana.
Do you like plantains or you
I love plantains. I will.
That's so interesting.
Smack down some plantains.
So if there's a plantain in a smoothie, you're fine, but if a banana, you can't put a plantain in a smoothie, but hypothetically, if one was soft enough that you could like turn it into a smoothie, the flavor, I mean.
I'd probably be game to have it.
I think you can make anything into a smoothie, just blend it enough.
Billy, didn't you say that one time you put something into a blender? Was it like a cheeseburger or something into a blender? Because you were trying to gain weight when you were eating that like concrete.
And no, you put, like a steak I had a blender or something? No. I wish I would have done that. It would have tasted better. That was like a GNC thing. Was like way too much. I think would I blend a hamburger?
Somebody I know blended a hamburger, and I now that I'm thinking of it, it's not you because that person broke their jaw, so they couldn't actually eat solid food, but they wanted to eat a hamburger so bad that they put it into a blender and like drank it, and they ended up throwing up because it wasn't
good. A broken jaw seems pretty unpleasant.
Inconvenient, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't talk, you can't eat, you're just like this, stuck the whole time.
Kanye West broke his jaw, and didn't he take out the... the wires or whatever, or he made his song through the, wire,
through the wire
with a broken jaw.
Mm-hmm. You can actually hear it in the song.
Mm-hmm. Not enough people are talking about that.
I mean, I felt like they did in 2005.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's 2021. Why would they be talking about it now? You look like Hulk Hogan right now with that hair mustache.
He's dropping a new album this week.
He is.
Yeah. What, Hogan?
Listening
party at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, Hogan?
No, Donda West.
Kanye.
Donda. Made that joke already.
I know.
Did you hear
the
snippet,
it,
Mike?
I think.
Snippet's been going around on Instagram.
I don't know if it's real or not.
I know it's... I don't think it's real, but if it is real, I'm a little bit encouraged at least because it's starting to get back to like somewhat normal.
I've read people talk who have listened to it talk about, wow, the production's beyond. It's like
I hear it's like
years
light
ahead.
Years ahead. Yeah, yeah, that's the
always,
same talking point that I get.
That's always what they say with Kanye. And in his defense, then it's actually closer to reality. And hyperbole, but we'll see. I don't know if he can come back from that stuff. I'm rooting for him, but I don't know.
He just needs one, right? Like one good album, and then I think he's back. It's just he's afforded himself that space.
I heard he's producing Lil Nas X's new single.
I know he's working with Tyler, the Creator, too. He was in the studio with him a lot.
Jess, what are you eating?
Raw almonds.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.